Thanks. Yeah, it is. I can feel it, man. Well, it's good to see all you folks. Thank you for hanging out in Toxieville once again. It is a good time, is it not? I know I'm having fun. This is one of my favorite little get-togethers here, man, and I'm just honored and privileged to play for all of you beautiful folks here today. And drink lots of water and stuff. You know? Yeah. No, it's a race. It's not a marathon.
Long years for some dirt.
Thank you. You know, we hang our hats right up in Traverse City whenever we are at home. Hasn't been that way a lot lately, but that's good. And I tell you what, there's no way that we could do exactly what we're doing as far as you people moving your feet out there without this big fuzzy son of a gun right here. His name's Kevin Gills, everybody, on the bass. Well, that last really cool song, he wrote that. We got that available on recordings over there. We got CDs, we got t-shirts, we got ball caps. We got all kinds of goodies for you over there at the tent. We'll be there right after the set to say hi to each and every one of you. And we're back tomorrow too, so call your friends, there's room for more. Special set. Billy's gonna be playing a set with his dad tomorrow over at tent number two. That is not to be missed, folks.
He taught me everything I know. It's true. So here we go. We're gonna try some I'm not gonna call it bluegrass or anything, but it's a gospel number, and we hope y'all enjoy it. It's called That Home Far Away. Sorts of places, and he's a damn good player and hell of a fine gentleman too. I'd like for you all to get together and make him welcome, if you would, Don Julian on the mandolin.
here's a little composition of Don's, and it's called The Albino Scum. Everybody, well, it's so good to be here. Like I said, man, this is one of my favorite festivals ever. Is this not the best? I swear, a bunch of awesome, really beautiful, like-minded, creative individuals, and we're all here together as one big loving thing, man. And we're all here because of music, right? And I just like to especially thank Jake and Kristen and everybody, you know. Wardo, thanks for everything. Whatever about him. But I love you guys very much, and it's just great to be here. And let's see, are we gonna? Okay, we're gonna keep following our list that we planned, the songs that we planned on doing for you. Sometimes we don't really do that. We write them down, and then we just don't feel like it sometimes. But here's one we'll try to do, and we hope we can at least do a little bit of justice. There's a band called Olden the Way. Olden in the Way one time. Thank you.
Well.
Hoxieville!
You know, we drove in last night. We came in about 1 o'clock in the morning. I was pleasantly surprised that we didn't have to run the gauntlet of state police like we did the last couple years. So, thank you to whoever made that possible. The powers. Hopefully we won't have to run the gauntlet on the way out.
Be safe. If you got them little red cups or clear cups or glass bottles or anything, just sleep here. Sleep here. Or don't sleep, like me.
And put your goodies in the trunk.
Here's a little tune about Ebola and chewing tobacco and getting kicked in the jaw by a mule and all sorts of things, you know. It's very serious. Well, while he's tuning up, I'm just gonna keep moving my mouth next to this microphone and making noises with it, supposed to be so hot today.
I ain't scared. I know, so are you. It's a good sign.
Nice and cool in front of these fans. Well, here's an environmental friendly song that I didn't even realize it was when I wrote it. It's an instrumental. It's called No More Paper Logs, and I had no idea what that term really meant. We were traveling around the Mid-Atlantic region a lot last spring, and I kept seeing on the back of these semis signs that said no more paper logs, and I'm thinking, well, yeah, maybe they're talking about fireplace logs. I don't know. I guess you could have a problem with that, I guess. I don't know. So whatever. So we kept seeing it over and over and over again, no more paper logs. And if nothing else, it was a interesting combination of words that I had not seen together before. So I was writing this instrumental song, and I decided I would call it No More Paper Logs. And then I looked it up online to see, well, what could they possibly be talking about? Well, it's not nearly as much fun as I thought. All it is in that part of the country, truck drivers are still logging in their hours and their miles by hand. So they want to go paperless. So it's an environmentally cool song. I didn't even know it. Let's hear it for the environment. Paper logs.
Well, one of my other 1,000,000,000 ways or reasons that I love Hoxieville is because of all the awesome bands that I get to come see. You know, like Airborne or Aquatic is playing tonight.
Yeah.
Or like hardworking Americans, they're playing here tonight too. And also this cool band that some of you have probably heard of called Green Sky Bluegrass, they're gonna play tonight. So I'm gonna trade places with you guys, or you know, I'm gonna be down there with you guys all doing this stuff. And I gotta work in the morning, but I don't care.
Hey, did y'all see Jeff Austin and Danny Barnes last night on this stage?
Yeah.
Is that the funkiest banjo playing you ever heard in your life? Thank you.
Down to Dylan on the mainland. I'm Billy. Thank you for
Billy Strings, everybody. Thank you so much. All right. We'll see you over at the tent in a few minutes. We love y'all.
Billy Strings and Don Julian.
Holy cow.
Is that cool or what,
huh? Oh, I'm freaking out a little bit.
We don't care about no heat, no nothing, huh?
We only care that you drink a bunch of water and don't pass out while you're dancing around to all the wonderful, wonderful music that's happening.
Billy and Don might be over here, but you can also take their music home with you. Great CD projects going, and Billy Strings and Don Julian.